Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. Welcome. It is Friday Junior, as we like to call it. That, of course, is Thursday. And for some of you, you're about to strike the beginning of Friday, for real. No juniors there, for real.
Well, they are, actually. It's past midnight there in the UK.
Oh, is it? It looks like the stroke of, to me.
12:01.
Anyway, interesting news there, Catherine. I missed that. It must have been a breaking news report, and I didn't see it. We've been expecting it, though, haven't we? I think we have. Yes, Laura, we're going to work on this. All right, Laura Ford, we're going to put our heads together, and we are going to come up with something. And I think it'll be fantastic. So I'm raring to go. All right, now just a health update. I am on the high-test cough medicine that I mentioned to all of you last night. Hopefully, hacking on my part will be, you know, just a minimum. It's that codeine, hydrocodone something with $1 million name that the doctor gave me today. And so hopefully you won't have to listen to that tonight. All right. And I want to welcome those of you on Blog Talk. Glad to have you with us, as always. And those of you who are watching from the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, always wonderful to have you. You're able to give us feedback right there. I don't know what if they call that the chat role or, you know, but you're able to communicate with us. Oh, and I see Jen is here from Dubai. Glad to have you, Jen. So we're doing something a little different these few days. While you still get your personal reading, I'm also going to do a reading for you pertaining to the butterfly effect, as we were talking last night. This is more than just a movie. It actually is a theory that was, I believe, what would you call it, like launched or however you put it, back in 1960 or so. And it involves chaos theory and some other things. But it's like Jim explained it perfectly last night. Would you do that again about how something insignificant?
Well, that's why they use the butterfly.
Yeah.
Something small like that can actually, over time, because of a series of chain of events, it starts one little action that could eventually be a very significant change in life and things that are happening on the globe.
Exactly.
Small little thing that doesn't seem like it was a big deal.
So when you call in or when we speak to, say, over the portal, and Jim's going to give you tips on that in a sec, I will be asking for your first reading. I had blank. Now, yesterday we had one who wanted to know about her first boyfriend. She was actually more interested in his best friend, but she went out with the best friend. She wanted to know what would have happened if I had married him. And I saw that her life would have been rather dreary. She'd have remained stuck where she is in the Midwest, and eventually they wouldn't have lasted because she has such, you know, vivaciousness and such a drive for knowledge and understanding, and she referred to him as just a lump. He was just a lump. So... Yeah, Catherine is asking, so that's like the ripple effect. I would say,
Just call it a lot of different things.
Yeah, if you read up on it, you get a lot of information. And I have noticed through the cards, every time you make a choice, you're actually changing your path. And one thing that is really very significant is when wherever you are in terms of your life, all it takes is one decision to change your life to something different.
A lot of people think that future's already decided.
Yeah.
And they said, well, I made this choice. And they said, well, because that was decided long ago that you were going to make that choice.
Oh, I know. You can do it.
Yeah. A lot of people say, I could have made any choice I wanted, but I chose that. It's like, because that was in the car. It was the future. That's what you were destined to do. You don't know it.
I prefer to think that we are masters of our own destiny, and we have free will.
Just saying.
So, anyway.
Some people believe that.
We are going to, what are we going to, go to Jimbo. He's got to give you some tips.
I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also would like to remind folks, if you are international, let us know. Excuse me, we'll give you a live international shout out. Like we will too. We have Laura. Excuse me, and it was Marie, right? Or Mary? What was it? Was Mary or Marie, Deb? Who was it? Deb was here, but she left the room.
I'm lucky.
Okay, anyway, that's Marie. Laura and Marie in the UK. We have another Laura in Canada, and Jen is out in United Arab Emirates. So international shout outs. And you have to let me know if you're international, even. And if you did once, I might not have thought because, you know, I can't sit and scroll up all the time. So you got to let me know. If I didn't see it, you didn't hear it, let me, I will get it. I'm not going to stop her in mid-sentence to give you an international shout out, but we'll try to, next time we get any kind of a natural break, I'll try to sneak it in. Alrighty then. Let's see. Number, that's the big deal. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message saying, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. I called, I listened, everything sounds good. And if you hear nothing, something went wrong. Always, 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 if the show is going on live and you hear nothing, call right back. There's a glitch. There's a glitch. And it happens. You know, it's the electronic world we live in. It's not a perfect world. Messenger folks, Facebook, I should say Facebook folks, we try to open the floor to those that can give us a audio or video messenger call. Can't nail down a time for you or how many occasions that may be, but you just have to be aware and ready. Can't call in early and get on hold. There's no such thing. But we'll open the floor. We'll make it very clear. We'll type it in and verbalize it. And we would want you to audio, video, whatever your choice is, to Deborah Lee. Don't do the Psychic Love Doctor show. That won't fly.
I don't think you can do that.
Even if you could, it's not going to happen. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. That's the name of that tune. Also, let's see, anything else to talk about? Of course there is. The Sound of Harps. That is our sign that Deborah's reading, free reading, mind you, has concluded.
Mm-hmm.
So don't fire questions. That's not like a spam, a sound at a track where everybody takes off running. No, that race is freaking over when you hear that. All right, but before we move on to the next caller, we shall give you an angel card. And tonight is the one with the angels of abundance, good messages, but they are in bad English, so I will be definitely chop, chop, chop while I'm reading it. This is the one.
Broken English.
This is the one, yeah. This is Future. Probably some Japanese company, I'm sure. And they probably paid minimum wage for a translator, and they got what they paid for. But we have another deck of cards from there where it's a lot better, so that obviously they found a better translator. So, but, you know, the message is there, and it's another one of those cards where it's got pretty nice artwork. I give them credit there. It's not a piece of crap card by any means. I got a what?
One of them.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll take care of that right now real quick. Load up their page, and then I ban them quickly. Ban from stream, then I go on their page and finish them off here. Dun, dun, dun. And block any new profiles they may create if they think they're stupid.
That is such a really bad form. You know, for somebody to come, imagine, let's just say.
Hey, Soul Awakening, Sunshine, if you still hear us, put a G on there. Make the word actual English, you dumb wench. Soul Awakening. No. If you're going to use English, finish it off. Right, Annie, go ahead. She got blocked anyway. She's right in here. All right.
Well, it really annoys me because imagine if you were in an auditorium and somebody like that comes in and is going down the rows, like, say, leaning into you saying, hey, I have an important message for you. Here's my card. Give me a call after the show. That would be so classless. I mean, and so unprofessional. So, anyway, I'm not going to get on my soapbox about that.
So, basically, reiterate, what are we going to start out with in every reading tonight? For everybody, you are participating, or you will not get a reading.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far. But, okay, the question is, what would have happened if I had blank, you know, gotten my master's degree, married Andrew. We'll
go back in your past.
Whatever it is that you often wonder about.
It could be 2 weeks ago if you want. Mm-hmm. Something that you could have done differently. And you're still going to get your regular reading too.
Right.
We won't spend a lot of time on this. I think this needs to be quick so we give you more time for your reading. So that's the price you pay tonight for your free reading, just to answer that question. We don't ask ever for money.
Never.
All you got to do is answer this question. She'll flip the cards. This is the deal. And then we'll get on to your regular question. Right?
All righty.
And I think, because I have the mouse, you're going to play. You are going to play. Or otherwise, we'll move on to the next caller.
Oh, I wouldn't be that
rough. We're not being rough. We're not charging anybody anything for all this time we give.
Fine. All right.
Not asking that much. And they can actually still use that even to their current question a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you think about, I got this current situation, you can think back. There's a certain point where maybe I had a decision I could have made differently. Throw it out there.
Right.
And then you can still talk about it after that. You get another layout. You're not getting just one layout. Nobody's getting screwed over here. All right. Area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome.
Hi. This is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Love them. Right, go ahead.
And we've talked a couple times.
Okay. Okay, now the question before we can do your reading.
International shout out to Lady R of South Africa.
Lady R, yay. Okay, Michelle, what would have happened, this is your question to me, what would have happened if I had blank? Think of something that you decided against, but, you know, maybe would like to know what would have happened.
And you'll still get your regular reading.
Yeah.
I should answer that?
Yeah, uh-huh. We want you to ask this question. What would have happened if I had and maybe done something different in your life, something important, something you always wondered about? Think about your past.
Like your...
What if I had not married that jackwad? Or what if I had married that jackwad? Or something like that. You know, just throw examples like that out.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to answer that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something you'd like to know about.
Oh, well, yeah, no, yeah. There's this guy that I met not too long ago, maybe like 4 years ago, four or 5 years ago, and it was very magical, but for whatever reason, I didn't respond to him when he said he wanted to see me again twice. He said that. And I just didn't even say anything, and I just ended up, you know, like leaving. I had met him at a mall. So
okay.
I often think about him, and I thought he was
perfect.
Really
That's
special. And yeah.
So you wonder what might have happened.
What might have been if you would have engaged
in dating him.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a perfect question right there. Exactly. That's perfect.
All right.
The cards are going down, and I'm busy blocking another. What's this person?
Wait,
Sultan
busy.
Husseini. Hey, Sultan Husseini.
Yeah, they're busy tonight.
Pound fan.
Yeah.
Who are you to call yourself Sultan? You freaking live in Florida. You're from Oklahoma. What kind of freaking Sultan
Looks like
are you?
Looks like a female, too.
Well, wants to be, maybe.
Oops. All right, I'm laying down your cards for this.
Well, I will get derogatory for poachers. Then I'm not going to be a nice guy to you guys. Okay.
I did this to experiment while I'm laying out cards. And I did it about a first love. And I wanted to know what would have happened if I had ever married him. And it wasn't good. He was never going to change. He'd always be the jackass that he was.
A lot of jacks.
Yeah, cheater, blah, blah, blah. We never would have lasted.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. All right, cards are down.
You know what? You wouldn't have wanted to keep dating him anyway. He wouldn't have held enough. Yeah. Well, here's what your cards are saying. That you would have lost interest in him had you, that's a better way of putting it, had you dated him because he's a serious gamer and all he wants to do is play video games. Now, those addicts that are out there, they come in all ages.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not video games for like teenagers. Some of them are online computer games. There's still a video involved, the screen on your computer.
And he wouldn't have made
poker,
you happy.
Some are into poker gambling online and stuff like that.
So in the long term, he wouldn't have made you happy. So I really think that you made the right decision.
There's something inside you said not to do so, and obviously there was a reason.
It could have been her own intuition.
That's very uncharacteristic of a person like that, but because he's not young. But
nope,
you know,
don't have to be.
You don't have to be young,
and sometimes you'd only know what they let you know about them. There's things, a lot of things you don't know about people for a long time.
Wow, and interesting.
There are some nude, like naked, video games out there. I have visited some for research.
Of course.
Yeah, research.
What are you doing?
And
shooting bearded clam shootout. What is it?
Don't make me laugh. I'm gonna get off my.
I'm just kidding.
Butt up. No.
Oh, anyway, okay. So they're out there.
Yeah, they're out there, and he could have been playing one of those more risque type games.
All right, Michelle. Now you can fire away with your.
Yeah.
Normal...
Now, what's your real question?
Redo the card.
All right. Well, I know. You know, this has been going on a while, but next. Actually, Monday I start my the job at the company that I've been working at, and frankly, you know, every day I feel like I have a different set of issues, you know, to deal with, and I have to tell you that last week I just, you know, got sick and exhausted. And I'm just wondering if my health will ever be the same.
Okay.
I just wonder how this whole thing is going to go for me, if it'll be smoother,
right.
You know,
now,
if my health is going to get better.
You've got a new job at the same business that you're working at?
Yeah. They're going to hire me permanently, yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Contractor to full-time employee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did that
mm-hmm.
long time ago.
Sure. Oh, yeah, 26 years. I don't know, something like that. Long enough I can't remember.
For what?
I said like 26 years ago.
Oh, you can't remember.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, yeah. I was...
You just got out of the Navy.
Well, I didn't like... Oh, there was like a year where I was moonlighting stuff, too. But I had... in April of 97... started working as a contractor, then August of 98 is when I went full-time. So it was like a year and a few months.
Now, do you feel anxious or stressed about this new job, Michelle?
Well, no, I've had a, you know, the whole time I've worked myself to death at this company.
That's
and
right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
right. I remember
and,
you.
And I'll tell you, last week was, my health just took a turn for the worst, and but you know, and I've slowed down. You know, well, I've just been a little smarter working, but I'm not as stressed. I'm sicker than I was, but I'm not as stressed for whatever reason at this point. I'm just wondering how the whole thing is going to play out, if they're going to make things easier for me, or,
yes,
you know.
They are. Michelle, yes, very much so. I think that you are going to feel much more relaxed doing this work and not feel so stressed for perfection in your work, okay? It really looks like it's going to be a comfortable fit for you. And like a breath of fresh air is what I'm getting. So I really think, yeah, it's going to be good for you. Very good.
I'm wondering if they're going to maybe change my position up or something, or
something else. Yes, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I do believe that there is going to be some reorganizing at this company, and they are going to, I'm not sure if it's just a, what do they call it, a linear move?
Yeah, lateral.
Lateral. Yeah. But it is going to be a very nice undertaking for you.
Sometimes a little change of venue, not venue, so it's just a change of the job and the people sometimes can make a big difference without leaving the company.
And I feel that they're going to possibly combine various jobs into a more cohesive, you know, here's this person, I'll handle all this, and we'll give her a nice title and a nice raise. So I really think you should think very positively about this. It's going to really make things feel very satisfying for you, very fulfilling.
Oh,
all right. And you are very much liked there. They like you very much. So it's interesting.
I have to
go ahead.
I want to say that I threw out an idea for a patent. I don't know if they're going to think it's stupid or silly. You know, not all patents go through, you know, but they wanted ideas, and I did write down my idea for them. I just hope they don't think I'm stupid.
They really shouldn't, because usually when they throw that out there, they won't, if they're really good, they don't care how stupid it may sound, because sometimes the craziest of ideas can be freaking zingers. Legendary zingers. So they want people to not feel, don't worry about how outside the box you may think it is. Just throw it out there.
It could be the most innovative thing they ever heard somebody project.
A good company doesn't want people to be scared to tell them their thoughts and ideas. That's a good company won't try to.
Yeah.
So if they do think something is stupid or something like that, then shame on them, and they're not headed in the right direction.
Now, do they own it?
Typically, usually you sign a lot of paperwork at companies like that. Even if you don't, if you come up with that idea and you're working there, even if you're not physically there, but it's something job related, you're not getting that patent. That's theirs.
But they may compensate you.
Depends on the company.
Yeah.
Depends on the company.
Yeah.
Yep.
Going to do anything with the idea anyway.
All right. Well, he's got a very nice card here for you.
I do. I have an angel card. Now, I will sound like I have stuttering because I have to fix the English on the fly here. Some people have courage to ask for and accept help. Asking for help is a sign of strength, as is accepting it as it's offered to you. So it's a sign of strength to ask for help and then accept the help that you get. Very often when you ask God for help, prayers are answered through other people. Be sure to accept this assistance as well as give it to others as you are guided. That one wasn't so bad. I didn't have to really...
A good one.
So asking for help. A lot of people think, basically what this card is saying, summarizes, some people think asking for help is a sign of weakness, but they're saying it's a sign of strength.
And I think it also
asking
is
and accepting.
Quite a compliment to the person you're asking the help of.
Well, sure. And it says, and others will help you, and you'll get an opportunity to help others.
Sure. I like it. I really think the road ahead for you, Michelle, is very bright. So try to keep that mindfulness with you as Monday approaches. And
positivity.
Yeah, go in there very expectant that things are going to be great. And you watch this.
Okay.
I'd love for you to check back with us next week so we know how it's going for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully better and better. Yeah.
Yes, you bet. You bet.
That's what we want.
All right, hon. Take care.
Thank you for being holding.
Thank you.
Number one.
All right, darling. Take care.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call.
You know, that is a big question when you go to start something, like going from being a temp employee to being a permanent employee.
Nothing changed for me.
It
some
doesn't
people it does.
Change, but
nothing
in a
changed.
Sense, it feels like it changes. You know?
It didn't for me, but, you know, it was a large, giant company. It could depend on the company and how they run themselves, too. For me, it was just like, my title's going to look different on paper, but zero changed anything. My benefits got better. But, you know.
Do you have a title?
Yeah, we all have titles.
What is your title?
Engineering Technician 4.
4, so that's like...
1 is lowest.
Okay, got it. Got it. That's what I wanted to know.
All right. Let's keep on. Who's next on my wrist? Uh-huh. We're going from east, from coast to coast tonight. We're going from east coast to west coast, 310. I believe that's in California.
Well, hello and welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. And
hi,
your
this
name
is Vince. This is Vince, and it is a California number because I just lived there, but I'm actually in New York now.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
So we went coast to coast to coast. All right.
Okay, Vince, we're going to give you 2 readings tonight. Now,
oh,
one is,
cool.
Yeah, we're working with the butterfly effect.
Yeah, if you were listening.
Days. Yeah.
If you're listening, we opened up with the other caller, and we're going to open up this way, too.
All right. We're going to ask you a question for you to fill in the blank, and I'm going to lay out the cards real quick. Here's your question. What would have happened? You're like asking me this.
This is for you to finish this sentence.
What would have happened if I had
and then
blank?
You finish it. Something you want to know on your life that could have, and you're still going to get your regular reading.
Something you're wondering.
Okay.
What if I had done this thing differently? Okay, there you go. You roll with it.
All right, tell us.
Well, if I hadn't gotten married, twice, I would have been a lot further ahead in my life. I would have been doing what I love to do, which is acting, and still living in California.
That doesn't sound like a question, though.
Well, it is kind
of. Or do you want to know if that would be the case?
If he hadn't gotten married.
If you hadn't gotten
married? If that had been the case.
If you would have stayed single instead of getting married twice, right?
Right.
Okay, that's a good question. That's right.
That's
right at the formula.
I really do. And you know, a lot of us could relate to that.
And there's certain decision points, and unless you're like 17, but at certain decision points, you can reflect back on your life 2, 3, 4, maybe more, depending on how your life was going. Then you can say, wow, that was a fork in the road, and I chose that path. What would have happened if I had chose the other path? Doesn't necessarily mean it would have been better. Probably would have been different, but you don't know that it's better. And that's the whole, what we're talking about here, this whole subject. The cards are going down because just because you change your path, sometimes it isn't always for the better. You think like, wow, here's where I am, I'm struggling. But, you know, maybe the other path, though it sounded good at the time, might have actually ended up worse. And here the cards are down and we shall see.
Now, this is really interesting. Your cards say that you'd have had an okay life, but
what
this? You would have felt lonely and emotionally empty, and you would have been envious of people around you that had someone to love them. So in your case, I think maybe where you're at is a pretty good place in comparison to that. I mean, you'd have been okay, but you would have missed out on that domestic side of your life with love and...
Because it brings new people and new things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a lot of things you didn't like ended up happening, of course, since there were marriages that didn't last. But, you know, there was obviously good times. You know, you typically don't get married if you're not happy, at least starting out. But,
and if you've created new lives, if you had children, imagine them being erased.
Other maybe long-term contacts, even if they weren't really fun, even the people you met that were really important and maybe lost contact with, but at the time it was very significant. You'll never forget them.
Okay. All right. Now tell us what you called for.
Now you go back to regular. What do you want to know?
Well, I wanted to give you an update and see what you pick up on this. So on Wednesday, I'm starting a new job at Niagara bottling plant. They make bottled water and flavored water.
That was one of your prospects.
Isn't this one you wanted, Vince? A job you wanted?
This is one that I wanted, but I also had a job interview. The only problem with this job is it's a 3-hour drive from where I live. So while I'm up there working, I'm going to stay up there. I just had an interview today from Boston Beer Company, and they interviewed me again on Monday, And if all goes well, then they're going to bring me in for one-on-one in-person interview. And they're looking to hire me as a material handler, handling manager.
Would you like that? Is that the one you'd really like?
I would, but I'm weighing all the pros and cons about it. And so I'm trying to see what's going on. And then my friend who works at the Regeneron, which is the medical facility that I got fired from, she's still working on trying to get me back in there.
Right.
And I have a strong feeling that they're going to offer me the second chance, so to speak. So I've got those three jobs going on. But the biggest issue is right now my wife, she's going through some of her perfect time because one of her breasts has swollen up 4 times its size. She went to the hospital a couple weeks ago, and they drained it. They took brown liquid out of it. It was like 3 liters of brown liquid. The doctor said he's never seen anything like this before, and now it's filled up again, and it's swollen up again. So we're supposed to be going to the hospital tomorrow to get it taken care of and see where that and what's going on. So those are some of the issues that I've got going on. So if you could focus on anything, just whatever you see, just let me know.
Okay, so he's given you a few things going on, and just basically it's a general, but he gave you a lot of good background on where he's at right at this moment. It's good. That's good information for anybody out there that's not – that is not a frequent flyer with us at all. That's, if you want a general, especially if we don't know anything about you, that is a good way to do it. If you're brand new, give some background at least, and then get a general.
Yeah, very good.
So he gave some good updates on what job he's got, what an interview he's got, terrible medical problems with his wife. He's giving some good background stuff here for a general.
Boy, you carry a heavy load.
You don't get the whole leap on a recliner very often. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, that's
basically. I mean, your stress level's probably really high.
Yeah, it is.
It is, and that can make you sick. So you got to watch out for yourself. But anyway, here I'm not. I'm not Dr. Jim anyway. But here goes Deb.
Well, I was going to say I need a moment to.
Oh, okay, Deb's got to look through the cards there because it's a general. There's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of serious shit. I don't want to say it, but I can spell it.
And remember, I can't give medical advice.
Negative, none whatsoever, mind you.
So I'm giving you my opinion as just another person. But I think she's going to come out of this okay. And doesn't she have a sister there with her?
Does she
have relatives there, a sister or somebody, somebody close? Sibling?
Yeah, she has a daughter who's married, and her daughter's got 4 kids, and she just lives like 3 miles away from us.
Okay, well, I think that support is going to be very important.
Absolutely, especially from another female.
Yeah.
I agree, yeah. And the doctors are really going to learn from this, for one thing, and they don't just...
Yeah.
Kind of stab at a rough thing, if you know what I mean. They don't just say, well, let's just go and try this. They will have consults with others even around the country.
Yeah, they want to solve problems. They don't want to just brush people off.
Yeah.
The average doctor. There's always, like anything else, there's bad apples that spoil a bunch. But.
And your cards say the best job for you is going to come right to you and be put in your hands. So I am having trouble actually deciphering between these ones.
Probably because they, like he said, they each have their pros and cons.
They do.
So he's kind of at a toss up too. One obviously, one involves travel. That's the con. The other one's closer, but it has its cons. So that's why he's kind of in the middle. Doesn't know where his loyalties ultimately lie.
The big team.
Well, they're all at a distance because the water company is a 3-hour drive. The brewery is about a 2.5-hour drive, and then the medical facility is an hour and a half drive.
Wow. So you're going to do some driving. You're going to be a commuter.
Big way.
Yeah.
The key to all of this that is coming through in your cards is to do your best to feel gratitude instead of feeling like, sometimes it's easy to wake up and say, I don't feel like I have much to live for today. You know, I just feel like nothing's ever going to get better. Nothing's going to change. Thinking that way is going to make it happen that way. So what you need to do really is to turn it around and say, I'm so grateful that I'm getting these job opportunities, that I'm capable of doing the driving to these jobs, and that, you know, my wife has support. And, you know, if you look around the world, there's plenty there for us sitting here in this country to be very grateful for.
Yes. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't strive for better things and to work out the issues we have. But there's millions of people that would trade places with us in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
No matter how bad we think our life sucks.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, Vince, you are being tested spiritually in a huge way from what I see in these cards. And it's all for the good. It's because there's so much abundance coming on the other side. Think of yourself right now as if you are climbing up really rocky, steep mountain. But when you reach the top, it's all going to be downhill.
Yeah, and you get that moment maybe of reflection and, and you can stop and pause because the achievement, I climbed this son of a bitch, you know. I'm going to stop here, enjoy it, sit down, park my ass at the peak here for a while before I start heading down.
Because you are such a heck of a guy, Vince. From what I see in your cards, you are just absolutely amazing in terms of your strength, your resilience, his discipline. I mean, you've got all the right stuff. All the right stuff. So people that know you, believe it or not, they feel honored to know you.
Well, you know, what's funny is everywhere I've ever worked, I've always had just maybe one or two people that really despise me. But for the most part, everybody for some reason loves me. They just think I'm a great guy and everything. You know, and the people that I don't even expect to even give me the time of day. And like this one woman, the last place I worked at, not the last place I worked at, but the one before that, this woman that worked there, she really despised most men because she told me the shit that's happened there. And she said, but for some reason, it's like, I really like you and everything.
Well,
and I you know what I figured is because she's a very attractive woman. And I don't, when I talk to especially men who are attractive, I don't treat them like a sex object. I treat them like a person.
Person. And you give off that vibe that you are genuine, that you're authentic as who you are.
Right.
That's one of the keys to being successful, especially if you work, if you have a job where you have to deal with a lot of people. Sometimes they're strangers, sometimes they're people that you see a lot, sometimes they're people you see occasionally. You just treat everybody kind of the same. You see, they're good with that. They're happy with that. You know, I don't mean the same like, oh, assholes. You treat them the same like, hey, that's cool. What can I do for you? Blah, blah, blah. That kind of thing. You know?
Yeah.
If you're always, and you're always consistent. You're not full of, you're not moody. They like that. People don't like moody people.
Yeah.
Now,
Vince, you watch that cough. I heard your cough.
Yeah. Welcome to the world we live in.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
And mine turned out to be COVID. So you watch yourself.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Well, I've been tested for COVID and came out negative. I did a home test, and I have been vaxxed, fully vaxxed. But a couple weeks ago, for some reason, I wear a mask everywhere I go still. But for some reason, I finally caught a cold, my first one in like 3.5 years. I finally caught a flu, and after I got over it, I thought the coughing would stop, and it hasn't. And that's been a big issue for me, and I don't know why.
Do you have seasonal allergy? Oh, God, I can't talk. Seasonal allergies?
I didn't until we moved to New York and I started developing them. And as I'm getting older, and you know, like in the morning, I wake up and sometimes I have to pull my nose and, you know, just stuff like that. But I do drink plenty of water and I do drink, especially in the evening, I drink a lot of herbal teas.
Well, that's good.
It doesn't hurt to experiment with over-the-counter stuff. You should always talk to the doctor, of course. You know, sometimes people have walking pneumonia / bronchitis, and they don't really know it because it could be a mild version, and it can linger forever. But I'm just balling out there. Not a doctor. I just have a.
But remember,
I'm a guy of many lung issues growing up since I was a child.
And remember, now you've relocated from California to New England, basically.
Yeah, basically,
New York,
from coast to coast. Yeah.
No, you've got a lot of evergreen trees there. And this can do bloom at different times.
Where are you in New York?
I'm in the Poughkeepsie area, so that's upstate.
Mm. Upstate
it's
New
about
York?
An hour and
half
drive. Yeah, it's Poughkeepsie. It's like an hour and a half drive from New York City. It's close to the military school. We're not that far from there, actually.
You're talking about West Point? Oh, okay, cool.
But it could be the trees and things, the foliage that you're around. So something to think about.
Yeah. And is this your first spring there?
No. We moved here in 2017 because
they've been there a while.
My wife got really sick, and I lost my job. But I couldn't find anything, and she wanted to be close to her relatives, and me, I'm not a family guy person, so. But I had no choice but to come with her.
Sure.
Well, you know, that thing's lingering. Don't feel any shame if you could work in a doctor visit. Do not feel shame.
Yeah, and they even do them now over the
teledoc.
Yeah, I just did it today with my own. And you know what, though? You're a really good man, Vince. You know,
good man, Charlie Brown, like they said in the Peanuts.
If you don't get enough pats on the back, let me tell you, you should, because you are a really good guy. Now, Jim's got something for you.
And this sounds like this could be self-spiritual, physical, mental healing. Subject is quiet retreat.
Yeah.
To disconnect from the outer world so that you can discern and process your true thoughts and feelings from your inner world. Create this quiet time for yourself. And you'll have more clear about what to do next. So I guess it's basically make sure with all the shit you got going on, you somehow can make a little bit of down, quiet time just for yourself. Just for Vince.
Exactly.
Vince time. It's like, I need a little bit of time where I can just not give a shit about jobs. sorry, wife, I have to give myself an hour a day.
Self-care.
Even if you just sit there and reboot your brain, take a nap, whatever it does. It doesn't hurt to do that.
Okay.
Well, call us again, Vince. We'd like to hear how things turn out.
Absolutely, yeah. You got a lot on your plate, and especially the employment thing really intrigues me, because I don't know why. I really like people's quest for jobs.
You do?
Well, especially when he's got, all these choices, and each one has a pro and a con, and he's kind of, torn. I should say torn between two. He's got, three things rolling.
Yeah,
right.
So keep in touch.
Choices are good. I know it sucks that every one of them is a distance thing, but, I work at a place. There's people that live in another state.
That drive.
Drive, or there's sometimes some of them have this bus thing, or
they have a little apartment.
Bus, and I've had a guy that lived quite a few hours away from the shipyard, and Monday through Friday he had some little rinky dink efficiency thing somewhere that he would stay Monday through Friday, and he would go home on weekends.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think that's what he was contemplating for the bottling job, right? The water bottling place. You were thinking of doing that.
Yeah, I'm starting there on Wednesday, but I'm still keeping my options open. So,
absolutely. That is wise, my friend. Very wise. Always keep your options open.
Right.
So take care, Vince.
Yeah, take care, and don't let that talk go too long.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. All right, hon.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon. Yes. Bye-bye, sweetness. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. He's a good man, you know. He could have just thrown in the towel and done what? Just sit on a chair doing nothing.
Well, that is not his.
No, M.O.
That is not his spirit. His modus operandi, or operine. How do you know that Latin word? M.O.
Operandi.
Isn't it? Something like that. Yeah. These are a lot in the police world. Yeah. You know, it's like they're how they do it. Oh, there she is. I opened it.
Oh, you did? Well.
Just flop it down, pull it up. Hang on, Laura.
I'm coming at you.
Answer quickly. Then you can work out all the bugs.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I guess we're audio. That's fine.
Well, that usually is less of a problem.
I didn't even know.
It's not a big deal. A lot of times, if you go audio, you realize if there's any internet issues out there, it doesn't bother you as much.
So, Laura, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
No, you have an important.
You sound a whole lot better.
Oh, thank you. Yes, finally. You have an important appointment. When is that? With your lawyer?
I already had it.
Oh, tell us.
When was that?
Today?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And really he said, my lawyer said that on May 29th, when we have this big Zoom meeting, I'll be at my lawyer's office, and there's going to be a mediator and a bunch of other men. And he said that this mediator will try and get a good settlement for me on that day.
Whoa.
Yeah, thank God.
Yes.
Everything keeps getting pushed on to this meeting, that meeting, this hearing, that hearing. It'd be nice to finally get an end date.
You've got to be so excited.
I am.
Light
I
at
really
the end of the tunnel, but still, the end of May. Well, it is what it is.
Well, it'll come. It, you know,
her journey's been so long, this probably doesn't seem that long now.
Oh, for sure.
No.
this probably feels like tomorrow after all the crap you've been through.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, Laura, will you play our butterfly effect reading game that we're doing?
My first husband.
Oh,
what if I didn't marry my first husband then?
Those are very common and for us folks that are like not 23, that's going to be a very common question for us. Very interesting.
What if
you didn't marry your first husband, Vince? So there you go. And what can you tell us about that while the cards get on? Anything background stuff that might help Deb with the reading or?
He was a great guy until I said I do.
Oh.
Then he became an asshole, basically.
Oh, he was a transformer.
He started doing hookers and.
Oh my goodness!
He almost killed our son when I was pregnant with him because he gave me VD.
That's horrible.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's what scares people about marriage.
Did you have a hard time getting rid of him?
He walked out on me and our son when our son turned 4.
Nice.
Huh. And probably hindsight, that was a blessing in disguise, hindsight, right?
He was an alcoholic, too.
And who knows what else he was doing that he kept hidden. Who knows, right? All right, Deb, cards are down.
Yeah, I'm looking. First of all, the cards want you to know that he was hiding a lot of his true nature while you were dating him.
Remember, this is what if he didn't marry
him. Yeah, I know. I wanted to share that with her.
Oh, I believe that too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he suckered her into a marriage.
And by being Prince Charming, then he turns into an ogre.
Oh, there's a ring on the finger. I don't have to put on the show anymore is what he was thinking, right?
Exactly.
Oh, the show is over.
Yeah.
Yep, what a dickweed.
What would have happened is I believe that you would have gone on with your education and fulfilled a dream you had.
Whatever that may be.
Something you wanted to be.
Back in the time, right? Back at that moment.
Yeah, back in those days.
Whatever you were thinking about back when that marriage time and with him.
And instead of the year, now remember now, this takes away your son.
That's always the butterfly effect thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So your son was erased out of that. But you would have fulfilled a personal dream. But
I'd rather have my son.
Well, yeah.
And you know what?
And there's no...
I was going to add that.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that when you have to realize you're going to erase people, it's better to go through that shitstorm, you know? Yeah.
Right. And this is to everybody who asks this question, too. Just because you ask that question doesn't mean you wish that you could have done that.
No, you're just...
It's just very intriguing to know what would have happened if I did. Obviously, you realize you would never change it because of the whatever lives you brought into this world, your sons and stuff. But it is interesting what would have happened. You know, it's like watching a fictional show. Obviously, that's not going down. You're not going to, like, the movie where they actually went back in time. You can't do that.
Didn't it keep getting worse and worse?
It did not work out for Mr. Ashton Kutcher too much. Well, a lot of people said the movie sucked. I liked it. But anyway, go ahead.
So you went through that, and the best thing that ever happened out of that marriage was your boy, your son. So it was
the only good thing.
Yeah,
right.
Always,
well, you know what? But that's a hell of a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah, very much so. So we're going to do your real reading now.
No, you can keep on,
yeah.
Keep on in.
Yeah, either a question about is it going to happen on the 29th or what's going to happen in the next 3 months or I don't know, something like that.
Okay, now you said, because Deb's doing the card, you said, is it going to happen on the 29th? So you don't have an official, actual, real, hard, fast date yet?
It depends. It depends. If he doesn't come up with a sentiment that I feel is what I deserve, then it goes to trial and jury.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So, but the 29th, you are going to meet with a mediator, correct? That is a fact, right?
Yes.
Okay. So she wants to know, she's been told that it's this kind of mediator, it's probably going to work out in her favor, but she wants to know, just in case it doesn't, then what? She wants to look the cards. That's a good question, because you don't know.
How in the hell would anybody not want this woman to have the money after all the suffering she's been through?
Well, you see how the insurance world works and all the injustices that are out there, so you would think that she wouldn't be at this point 4 billion years later either, getting to this point, but here we are.
Yeah, because I want my money so I can move to Alberta, buy my house, meet this guy that looks like Grizzly Adams,
and
get some farm animals.
That's, that's Gordon Lightfoot's song, Alberta Bound, Alberta Bound. Go ahead.
And then your dog rescue. Oh, man, you'd be so happy.
That's a good song. Don't block that.
Really? I've never heard it.
Yeah, I'm Alberta Bound.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, maybe that's...
By Paul Brandt.
Oh, well, then maybe that should be your theme song.
I just remember Gordon Lightfoot singing it in the 70s or 80s or whatever the hell it was. But go ahead.
Oh.
People like to remake songs.
I really hesitate. Give a... an answer that is too firm, because I really think we have to hang loose on this one. Because if you said, I want to know right now, how's it going to lay? I'd have to disappoint you. But I think it's because the wheels aren't quite in motion yet.
This just happened today, she said, right? Mm-hmm. This date just got set today. So this is something that she can keep checking on, because between now and May 29th is a long, long time.
It is.
In the card world, at least.
Yeah.
So for right now, I would say sit tight and let's get closer.
But you don't see positive, but you also don't see negative right now.
I don't see negative. I don't see positive.
Probably since it's so new is what I'm guessing.
It looks like paperwork has to go through channels. I'm seeing it like a big assembly line.
Yeah, maybe the mediator hasn't been officially notified even yet, or they've only had a verbal. They haven't been officially served a paper yet or whatever the hell. So that makes sense that there's a lot of churn still going on, right?
Yeah, it's just like the other lady, Wendy, with her big settlement that she was working on. We could see that it was going through red tape, which was like from this desk to that one. Oh, this one over here, she's on vacation, so we got to wait till she gets back. So right now it's the bureaucracy.
The bureaucracy
behind it,
the red tape,
Which makes sense. Because the ICB lawyer, the one against me, is probably, they're all probably trying to figure out what offers to give me, right?
Well, yes, and it better be astronomical for all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And your cards have a real nice upward swing to them, which means better days are coming, is what it really means. So,
am I going to win at bingo tomorrow?
Oh, bingo.
Gambling. Tell them, Deb.
Gambling.
It's a gambling.
But I got to ask you, are the people in Canada that go to bingo,
are they fanatical?
Are they as bloodthirsty as they are here?
The ones that do it all every day that it's available.
And somebody else wins and they go, oh, damn it. And they're mad.
And they don't like the people that just roll up and do it once in a while.
Yes.
They don't follow.
Oh, yeah. You get some of those. Yeah.
Yep. They don't like that. Yeah. There's like a protocol and everything, and if you don't follow it right away, they give them dirty looks.
Do you play?
Yes.
Do you play a bunch of boards? Do you have a bunch of them?
I play nine.
Wow.
Nine cards,
she's hardcore then. Hey, have you ever watched the show Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the one, you know how they have a punishment at the end?
Yeah.
They sent one of the guys into one of those bingo places.
Oh, no.
Where everybody, old people, are all serious. And they told, he had an earpiece in, and they made him do really
good?
Stupid things that pissed everybody off. Just yell bingo. It was like they called the first number letter, and he said bingo, and they made him say it. And everybody just turned around and gave him like the evil looks, and he was like, "Oh my god!" Even though there's a bunch of old people, I feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah, you feel like they're.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then they called.
Hey,
so
time,
then they drew the second number,
we
and they didn't do it again.
Somebody dropped on the ground of a heart attack, and the caller kept calling.
Oh.
And everybody kept playing. Oh. Me and my sisters are like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Yep, that's hardcore. There, see, that's hardcore.
Yes. Oh my god.
A lot of times, those callers, sometimes they rotate them. They're players too, and they'll rotate them, and they take turns sometimes. Even if it's like a church type thing, even though there's money involved, sometimes they rotate them around. Say, well, it's your turn. It's your turn, Betty. You can't play. Everybody's got to do it. You got to call it.
And
they're like,
and God forbid you touch their lucky tokens or lucky.
Oh, my God.
You don't touch them.
You don't do anything. You might even talking sometimes. Like, you can't talk to me like
they
that.
Rain.
I go with my sister, and if I dare touch her card, oh, she loses her shit.
Yep. Superstition runs rampant. But anyway, if you get a chance.
I told her. I said, you know what? Next week, which is tomorrow, I'm going to bring Cheryl with us because I have my sister's ashes. She goes, don't you dare.
Oh, but it would be kind of fun. If you got, if you got a board for Cheryl and let her play along, wouldn't it be funny if she...
She hated bingo.
Oh.
She hated it.
And
I enjoyed it as a kid, but I've watched, this is like so hardcore intense. Most of these people are not actually having fun.
No.
They're not there to have fun. They are seriously into their shit.
It's sort of like a job for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I would... Yeah. I would probably at the most do three little boards. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to tell you this, guys, quickly.
I got a card
to go at bingo. I play at Senior Center
mm-hmm.
on Fridays. And I sat down, and I was against the wall. And a lady walked in, and she gave me a dirty look. And I thought, okay, whatever.
Must have been her
seat. One of the ladies that volunteers there came over and said, you have to move. I said, why? Because this is handicap table. I said, I don't see any signs.
Nope.
She said, well, move down to the middle. I said, well, if it's a handicap table, what's the difference where I'm sitting?
Yep. Yeah, really?
And then that lady who gave me a dirty look yelled out, never mind. Well, it turned out
that
lady who volunteers at that bingo, that's her friend's seat, and she wanted her friend to have it.
Yeah, isn't that something? Everybody, you know what? I'm the type of person.
So I reported her.
I'd be like, I ain't moving. There's no 0% chance I'm moving now.
I couldn't believe that.
No.
Oh, my God.
You know, it would be one thing if somebody talked to you really nicely, walked up, and maybe pleaded their case. But when they start out with a dirty look and then somebody else comes up to you, oh, hell no, I ain't moving. I'm riveted to this chair.
No, exactly.
You know what? If I got to go to the bathroom, I'm going to pee myself right here because I am not moving.
It's such a cutthroat. Game.
Yeah, well, and it's as cutthroat as you make it, and when people take it to that extreme, screw that. It's a game. I know it's nice to win because money's cool, but you know, come on.
Well, Laura, I love hearing from you, and I'm so glad that you called in. And Jim got your card. Don't go anywhere.
Block out distractions. Okay. Your life purpose and other partners need your undivided attention, so it's time for you to take charge of your schedule and working environment by turning off electronics, avoiding anyone or anything that distracts you from what's important.
Yes.
You already know that you already know what these distractions are, and you have the power and the responsibility to block them out.
Wait, that would be hard to do.
I don't think it means 24.
I'm going to start manifesting this for the 29th.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah, and I don't think this means 24/7. I just think it means you have to, if you're going to manifest things, you need to do that. Block out all that bullshit.
You really have to.
You need to
right.
shut down the outside world, electronics, all the little things that you're so addicted to, knock them down.
Mm-hmm.
Go into a room where there's nothing, not even a temptation.
Well, take care, Laura. We're going to be thinking of you.
Okay, you too.
And we'll talk again about this real soon. All right, hon?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah, that was a good one there. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it. Oh.
Hey, you guys.
Holy Lisa. Hey, what's happening? Our correspondent.
Well, you know, I've just been really busy and
okay.
not dwelling, but I just wanted to see what the cards say.
Have you communicated at all?
God, I'm trying to remember if probably not.
Well,
probably
you talked
not,
to her yesterday, 24 hours ago. So
should we have her do her?
It's up to you, Deb.
Well,
I think we could.
We're playing a little butterfly effect game with the cards.
Okay,
tonight.
Real quick, we're playing a game, and you're still going to get your regular reading, but we want you first to ask a question of what would have happened if I had, and you can pick something in your life
in the
past, if I had done something different. Ask that first.
If I hadn't moved here.
Okay, there you go.
Oh,
perfect.
I like
it. Yeah, I like it too. And then we're still going to go back to your regular one after this. She's going to do the cards, tell you about that, and then we're going to go back. It's a little butterfly effect game we're talking about, where people talk about things in the past.
And you look back and you wonder, you know, did I make the right move with my life?
And we all ask everybody, typically, as we're humans, we're going to ask about really important things like marriage and kids and stuff. But it could be something, hence the butterfly effect, it could be something really silly. What if I had done the college instead of going in the military or something?
Or marrying
instead
of going to college, something like that.
And the big thing about the butterfly effect is that minor, tiny little things, as insignificant as they seem, can be life-changing for yourself or for even the entire planet eventually. It could be eons, you know, like the butterfly thing. So the cards are going down there, Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, cards are down just about. All right, here we go.
With
if she had
Jaws
moved,
theme, you were going
to... Jaws. All right, here we go. Cards are down.
There, this is shocking to me.
Shocking.
Very shocking.
Okay, what does it say? If she hadn't moved.
There was no other path for you, Lisa. You had to take that path. Because,
she was moving one way or the other.
Yeah, it was because that path was holding your healing. And if you'd have stayed there, it's kind of showing you would have had a big setback in yourself.
Well, that's an answer then.
Yeah,
if she hadn't moved, you would be in a really bad place, is
mm-hmm.
what the card is saying, right?
Yes.
So even if you're in a little shit storm right now, if you hadn't moved, you'd be in a really bad place, is what she's saying, basically.
Yeah. So it was actually part of your destiny.
So regardless of how you think things are going now, you did choose wisely, is what the cards are saying, to make the move. It was the start of a new life.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That it was really, realistically, her only path.
Her only
path
to happiness
end.
Or success
instead
of demise and gloominess, right? All right, now.
Rochelle, just a moment. We are always doing free readings.
Yeah, this is, I'll take care of this.
Okay, because you're up in Alberta. Maybe you're new with us. These are not paid readings.
Oh, she's Calgary. Hey, international shout out to Rochelle, and then I will talk to her offline
right.
So you can talk to Lisa. Lisa, back to Lisa like regular.
Okay, Lisa, first of all, you two have not communicated at all since we spoke on the show.
No, but it's different now today because... very calm, and it's very, I've been very busy. I've had a lot of work I have to do, and I've been doing it, involved in it, but it's very calm, and there's a way that he will sometimes, in the past, where he signals to me, they want to talk to me, and he actually did that today, and I just didn't. Because we're in this situation right now, he's going to have to make a real big first move in the way of letting me know. I don't need signals like that. I need him to actually come, talk to me.
Actually come forth and talk face-to-face, no little signs. No, I know what she's talking about. She needs it's kind of like when
friendly.
It was friendly. That's good. I mean, that is a positive thing, but
I think what happened is he was really shocked and taken aback. I'm not trying to protect anyone. And so you're right, Deb. I did see a side that, you know, we all have sides. I know I can get really angry too sometimes. I just haven't been pushed that way here yet. Not that I'm looking forward to doing that, but.
Oh, right. I mean, every human has a point where they can get angry.
I don't want to protect anyone, but.
Well, sure. Okay. Would...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, finish.
Hello.
I was just going to say, I get very excitable, and I know he gets very excitable.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I get very, I can get really anxious, and I know I've seen him get very anxious. We kind of talk to each other about that, you know, when we see it happening with each other. We kind of joke each other out of it, whatever. So then he was very excited about his friend coming over the moon, excited. And he was very nervous and apprehensive. And he was having a couple of different meltdowns because the flight trip was not happening the way he wanted it to happen. And but it, bottom line, it got worked out. But I had to kind of talk him off the ledge a couple of times. We were walking for our nature walk, and, you know, I just was there like a friend talking to him. And he thought he was being taken advantage of by his friend, you know, because his friend expected him to come in the wee hours of the morning to the airport, whatever. So
okay,
it was a high excitement. Yeah.
Well, we'll just say it. I'll just ask you, how good was his apology to you today?
We haven't talked.
No.
Oh, they never talked.
Right. There was just a little sign.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what the cards are saying. All right? He's expecting you to make amends to him right here.
But it ain't going to happen.
Well, in his mind. I'm telling you what he's thinking.
And we kind of sort of touch on it a little bit. Every time you bring up subject that he doesn't like, it's your fault and you should apologize. Right, because he's breaking up the little unicorn world, right? That he likes, his little happy unicorn and rainbow.
Yes,
world.
Very true.
And when you do that, right, he probably thinks you need to apologize because you're the one that brought these subjects up, right?
Yes.
Okay, what else you got, no, Deb? I just threw some side bullshit in, but yeah.
And he's realizing that he really boo booed yesterday when he went
Yeah.
Don't get too yee-haw.
Because he knows he should have defended you.
Yeah, but yee-haw on that. But remember, back up what she first said. He still thinks he deserves the apology for some ungodly
reason. I'm not going to apologize. I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, so watch about your yee-haws, though, about these other things.
I think she's glad to hear that that's how he's feeling.
That's how he's feeling, but he's not going to do the right thing, is what you're saying, basically.
I don't know. I'm seeing maybe a grand gesture coming to you, like him at the door with a big plant, or, you know, that maybe you guys had wanted to plant.
And he'll probably not talk about the subject.
No,
right?
He's not going to discuss
He doesn't ever want to discuss anything that's not happy.
And if you bring it up, it'll be your fault.
Yep. Every time you bring up, and then if you fall for that, you're going down a very bad path.
So I really think that you might have to just let this go.
Or keep bringing it up. Say, dude, you've got to talk about things and not get pissed off. You have to do.
You know what?
That's
I love you both, and you've helped me with this a lot. You've been my coaches and my Cupid coaches, my psychic Cupid coach and my Jimbo Cupid coach that wears the BI boots. And I love you both. I just, you know, I'm not going to defend him. I'm not going to defend his actions. I'm glad that you're seeing what you see in the cards, and I'm suspecting that what it was is he's processed it. I'm not protecting him. I thought the way it went down I didn't want to go anywhere with those guys. I even told him I was going to disappear. I was going to go to my sister's to be out of the way. And he kept saying, don't do that.
Yep.
And then he said, well, do eventually, you know, he said, and I want you to, you know, go to dinner, blah, blah, blah. So I think we're both new at this. He's new at it. I'm new at it. He has a personality. And I have a personality, and we're new at it. I'm not excusing it. I'm not trying to cut it under the carpet kind of thing.
Sure.
But I like what the cards are saying. You know, that there's some realization going on his end. And if we encounter this again, it won't happen again.
If we encounter this again, it won't happen again. What is
I don't think we'll ever be in a scenario like that again. I just don't expect it. Where I'm with his friend and him and someone's trying to hit on me that I, you know, I'm just an innocent bystander, actually. You know, I took it very... It really impacted me because I thought, am I just a piece of garbage that he was handing over to his friend? That's what I was thinking.
Well, also, it was very concerning to me when he said, I'm sick of these games. Remember, he got out of the car and he slammed the door?
No, he didn't. He was sitting in the car grabbing the door, reaching for the door, and I was standing there, and he said, I'm sick of the games. You know, I think what he means by that, and again, I don't want to sound like I'm excusing his behavior. I think he was caught off guard, and the games mean that I'm saying my mind. I'm speaking my mind, and it's uncomfortable, and he has to deal with it. We've had some blowouts, and I haven't described some of the blowouts to you. I've left some stuff out where a good friend of mine asked me a question about him, and I went to him, and I said, is this something I should be concerned about? And had a little bit of a meltdown over that question. You know, it's that kind of stuff. He told me, he said, this, you know, if the drama keeps happening, you know, he said it's tough on my nerves. And he's new at this. I'm new at it. You know, I haven't lived in a duplex. Even somebody came over today and said, oh, you guys live like this? This is, I mean, no one has, unless you see how we're living, it's like we're living in one house.
It is. I know, you're right. Duplexes are like that. That is. It is, because it is basically a house.
Can I ask you one question, Lisa?
Yeah.
And don't overthink it. It was just a question that bubbled up in my mind. What would be the one thing that would make me not want to try to continue this friendship, whatever? What would be the one thing on his part? That would be, what do you call it, a no?
That would be a frickin', the game is the...
You know what? I know, Deb, you have mentioned, you know, if he hits you, you need to duck and leave and all that. I just don't see him like that. It would be like if somebody said to me, the guy across the sidewalk would hit me. I mean, tell you, if that ever happened to me, No, I wouldn't. That would be the big no. No way. No way. And certainly something like.
That's good to know, because everybody should have a limit.
Like a bottom line.
Yeah.
A automatically goodbye.
A no go right here. That's it.
And you know what, Deb? I'm sorry. I keep. I'm trying, but I think I've really gotten deep in this thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like there's no going back. It's not like that kind of shit. It's just I am trying. You know, I have a lot of plans. I am getting out. I do my work. I have a plan tomorrow. I have a plan every day. I'm meeting people, you know, out at the park where we're biking together, other people. Yeah, but next week
you're bullshitting yourself. You keep saying, I'm doing all these other things, but your bottom line is you're still hooked into this thing. So these other things are like, yeah, I'm doing these other things. I'm not hooked into this guy. But you say, like, I'm in this guy. I can't let go. Well, you can do both. So if you're doing these other
things. Well, you know what? If somebody took me out of this living situation, this is my, I don't know, it's right now, it is a, I see him, it's just, oh my God.
Well, there is another shoe here that I need to let drop for you. And remember when we discuss things like this, it gives the opportunity to prepare. He's looking for another female friend. Okay.
In the cards?
Yeah. He can, it's like he can throw the baby out with the bathwater instead of dealing. But I think first he's going to come with a big grand gesture, and Laura from London is agreeing.
Patching things up?
Yeah, a grand gesture. And at that point, you got to let it lay in the past, because if you bring it up, I think it's like, I don't know how you call that.
Bring what up?
If she brings up this incident,
oh, so she,
he didn't protect you. That's what bothered me. He didn't. He instead, remember?
He kind of defended his friend.
He defended his friend.
And he didn't like.
And himself.
And he didn't like the turmoil. He didn't like the subject matter. If he doesn't like a subject matter, he gets mad. It's like he only wants to talk about what he wants to talk about. And if it's upsetting, he slams doors in his apartment and does stuff like that. But this is when he comes back, Deb said he's gonna come back. Then you guys are gonna go back to making meals or whatever together. But he's not gonna talk about anything that matters.
No, he wants you to let this go.
So you guys can you can go to the beach and put your head in the sand
and then make your meals together. He's looking for another woman.
Yeah, I think as a female friend to do stuff with like that she's done with you, because to him. Something in all of this is now broken.
Tainted?
Yeah,
Something's been tainted.
And
he's going to see if he can find another unicorn that only farts sprinkles and doesn't talk about anything.
Glitter.
Only farts glitter. It doesn't about anything that's unhappy, right? Nothing unhappy. Can't have any unhappiness in life.
Well, yeah.
You see him with someone else then?
Yes, there's another woman here. But I just wanted you to be prepared that he is broken.
But she's not here yet, right?
No.
It's in his path right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's kind of broken. And obviously conflict makes him very agitated.
And that's why I try to bring it back, thinking about trauma from childhood, from his teen years.
Okay.
From that relationship with the other woman.
Yeah, maybe he got beat with a rubber hose, but he doesn't have to punish people in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 50-some years old, and if you're broken, you go get therapy. You don't keep screwing over your people that are close to you.
That love you.
Yeah, you don't keep screwing them over because they're touching painful subjects in your life.
Still, she was telling him honestly what his friend had done.
Right, she didn't make it. She wasn't lying or anything.
No, it was a trespass on the part of his friend.
It was not.
And he should have said, Lisa, I am so sorry he did that to you.
No friend I know would ever do that.
Yeah.
Because they're not really a friend if they do that. But anyway, you brought it up and he didn't like to have to deal with it. So right now the big picture is you guys are apparently he's going to warm back up to you.
So And he's going to make it obvious to me that he's with another friend, another woman friend.
Oh, not obvious at all.
He's going to end up, basically what some people do, they're very compartmentalized emotionally. When he has figured out that this relationship is destroyed and cannot be fixed, which of course
it could,
but not to him.
In his world.
He's going to close the door on it.
He doesn't like conflict. Yeah. You brought subjects up that he says, I should never have to talk about life like this. So he says, maybe it's time to find somebody else that won't talk to me like this about.
And eventually he should face the fact that he's replacing people, not because they're defective,
right,
but because he's defective.
Because he needs to talk to somebody. He needs therapy.
That's it.
But if you don't help yourself, then what can somebody do? You have to help yourself. And heaven forbid, I like to see you bring that up. Oh, she said, you know, maybe you should get a little therapy because you had a bad childhood.
You
see how that goes.
I just feel like there is some apprehension when we talk about you confronting him on things. I get very concerned. Look at how he acted over this. Imagine if it was something even bigger. So I'm just saying, be careful. And I'm glad you're not chasing after him.
Now be cautious. That's all. That's all. And,
oh, God,
and,
no.
And you're right. And you just be cautious. You know, you're... All this stuff is food for thought, at least. So, you know, you hear these things and you can take it with a grain of salt or not, depending. But at least you're hearing these things.
Well, he's moving on then.
I'm thinking about it, right?
And I don't think it's a bad thing for you.
Or him, maybe.
Yeah.
At least
for a period of time to be a break.
And maybe in his world, I don't know how you can, at this age, deal with not having conflict in your life, but maybe he does that with a lot of people, keeps finding people, becomes friends with them, and then when they talk about things that are upsetting, try to find a new friend. You know, maybe that's a common pattern. We don't know.
Well, you know, I don't know what it's actually called as a disorder, but there are people that will put others up on a pedestal because they appear to be so perfect. And then when they show a flaw or something that isn't perfection, well, they're just going to get away from that.
Something that upsets their world.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're the perfect friend. Oh, you talked about life. Oh, bad things in life. I don't want to deal with that. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Slam the door. So, well, that is what it is. Tomorrow's another day. We have
so
a Friday.
How,
so.
You see, go ahead. Handling it okay then? I mean, will I be devastated?
I think
you're
going to move on to the right man for you. You have to create a space in your life, whether consciously or not, that there will be room for another man to come in. And you know what? You also need to, I feel that you are wounded a little bit from this relationship, and you need to take time to mend those wounds. I mean, that was terrible how he acted last night. I would have had a full-blown panic attack from that.
Let's do this because,
all right, give him his
because this angel card I had pulled for a long time just is going out. Detox your friendships is the subject. And I had this pulled long before you just said that statement. Your abundance flow is being affected by the people with whom you are spending time with. So be discerning about your associations and relationships. Choose to be with people who are inspiring, generous, and supportive. So this I had this card pulled before you actually made that statement. It's like you need some detox, some separation, detox time from the friendship is what this card said. And that was even before you said it, I pulled it. But it's food for thought, obviously. Something to think about. Something to think about.
I didn't expect him to turn on you
that way about his friend and, you know, stepping over the line.
And then there's
another way to look at it that someone here that's listening in had mentioned. What if they do share a history, the neighbor and his best friend? What if they are ex-whatever? What if the fact that the guy grabbed your ass made him jealous?
Oh, you mean if they had something beyond that they experienced maybe when they were younger?
Yeah.
A little bit of the gayness together. We don't know, right?
We don't know. And remember I told you for some ridiculous reason, I started watching that show on Dianetics, and they were talking about reactive experiences where suddenly will just trigger from out of the past, you know, like an emotion like, say, jealousy. You know, I hate to let you... You know, just leave you like this.
We're going
to
be here tomorrow.
Yeah, but we got to go.
We got to go, Lisa, because Deborah is 90 minutes. Even she's on cough medicine and her voice is starting to go.
It's going.
Yep. She went to the doctor today. She's on antibiotics and druggy type cough medicine. So
let's just see how this goes, you know?
Yeah.
See what moves he might make. I think, and so does Laura from London, we think he's going to make a grand gesture.
Well, you saw it in the cards.
Yeah.
That
but it comes with strings attached.
Probably in the next 24 hours or so, you're going to be.
What kind of strings?
We're not going to talk about it. It's like he's setting boundaries with these flowers or this plant. Like, we're not going to discuss what happened.
No more upsetting things.
Yeah.
Don't talk about my friend anymore.
It's off limits. We're just going to go forward from here.
And he might just say it in a way, let's not even talk about the past that made us angry. Let's just let it go. That's a nice way of saying, I don't want to talk about it.
It is.
So just listen to that. But
you did say he thought he should have protected me and that he's had those thoughts. And so... And then he was sorry that it went down the way it did. He started out the reading went down. So
yeah, well, that's why he would tell the best. He does genuinely feel wrong. He's just kind of broke.
And if that is his normal, if that's his normal, imagine dealing with that for the next 25 years where things are off limits. You're going to walk on eggshells. He's going to perform.
And you live under the same roof, so nobody has a wall to separate you. If you live together, you can't. What are you going to do? Live in your car?
One of my exes would not speak to me while we were in the same building, the same apartment together for days. You know, I would make meals. He wouldn't come and eat them. It was as if I did not exist, and I found that very abusive to be living like that.
Just food for thought. Food for thought.
Just saying.
We'll be here tomorrow.
We're here for you, Lisa.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow. Same bat channel, same bat time. It's Rebel Card night tomorrow. We will not have any angel cards. And good luck to you, Lisa. And please call. We'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Even if you don't have news, that's still news. Even if nothing happens, that is still something that is not happening. Still is a thing. You can call us and tell us.
We can keep looking at it because people, remember I told you all about that evolution of emotion. It's in my book. Where in this type of situation, imagine the face of a clock, okay? The thing that happened is at 12, we'll say 12 noon on the clock. As that individual progresses to 1, to 2, to 3, this is when they're churning up their emotions are churning. They're in a sense of chaos. They don't really know what they think. And then they go 5, 6. They're at the point of being farthest away from those initial feelings, you know, like maybe they're driven now into a rage or they're so low. They just want to squirrel into a corner and stay there. But as they start going up the backside of the clock, this is when it goes to longing and wanting, reminiscing, missing that person. And by the time we get up to 12 again, which at this point would be midnight, that's when they feel the need to get you back, to be with you. All right, so that can happen in a very fast manner, or it can take years.
So things to think about. We have to go. The clock is ticking, but we will be here tomorrow, and you should call us, Lisa.
Yes, please do. Please.
Because even if you don't have an update, that is still kind of an update.
Okay,
it does speak volumes. It does speak volumes if nothing has happened.
It really does.
Yep.
And remember that poem that I just love to remember. It's by Phyllis. I think her last name is like McGinty. She said it was called A Choice of Weapons. Sticks and stones are hard on bones, aimed with angry art. Words can sting like anything, but silence makes the heart.
So there you go.
All right. Are you ready?
All right, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Yes. And to the rest of you, we're very sorry, but we will continue the butterfly game tomorrow, and we will get to your questions.
We shall do so. Thank you, folks. Sorry, the ones that were the hell.
Yeah.
You didn't get with the moral of the story is call. You can start getting online 15 minutes prior to showtime, those that call
in. The sooner you do.
Yeah. 15 minutes.
The better your chances are.
15 minutes prior to it, they let you be on hold and wait.
Bye-bye. I'm getting bored.
Yes, and it was time. 90 minutes.